am not crazy, and if you ever call me that again, I will hunt you down.
You know, after doing these second date updates for so long, I've realized that I've been dating the wrong way my whole life.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, because we do get quite a few submissions. Not a ton, but enough to where I realize that I've never been on a first date that has ended in the emergency room. And we get quite a few first dates that have ended right? in the emergency room, like today's.
That shouldn't be a goal.
I don't know. It's a story.
I must be doing something wrong. And Steven is on the phone, and apparently his first date ended in the ER. What's up, Steven?
Hey, how's it going?
So were you the one that ended up having to go to the ER, or was it your date?
It was me.
Oh, okay. You what sound happened? That with a little bit of joy in your voice, and I like that about you, Steven.
I think it was a little funny.
Funny? Okay. That's good.
What happened?
So I met this girl. Mm-hmm. Her name is Erin. And okay. decided good first date for us would be to go bowling.
Ooh,
also,
nice.
Still doesn't sound very dangerous to me.
Yeah, exactly, right? So I figure I'm fairly decent, pretty good at bowling, and you know, there's a lot of people there, and I could maybe show off to her a little bit.
Because most girls can't resist a good bowler.
Oh, yeah. it's true.
Usually on our list of must-haves.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when it comes to sex appeal, bowling is way up there.
Yeah. Your email just said that you ended up in the emergency room, and I'm already loving this story that you were trying to show off at bowling, and somehow that ended up in the hospital. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's true, and she showed up and she looked amazing. You know, she had really beautiful hair and she had a smile. She totally lit up and she wore jean shorts too.
Okay.
Ooh, sexy. Ooh.
That's kind of cute.
Everybody's vision of beauty, hair, a smile, and jean shorts. You scored.
Perfect woman.
I did, yeah.
I did. So what happened? I mean, you guys obviously hit it off.
Yeah, pretty immediately. We got on the lane and, you know, we're having a good time, and I have this like patented like bowling trick technique that I have where I can like bowl while holding a beer. And
okay, I am impressed.
Whoa.
I thought I was gonna laugh at you, but
yeah,
all right.
And I'm about to show her the technique and holding the ball, and I'm holding the beer, and I'm, you know, just about winding up. I'm going back with the ball and getting ready with my fancy footwork to move forward.
Okay.
And is she laughing at this point, or is she actually impressed right now?
I'm not really watching her at that point. I'm actually focusing on me and my craft at this point.
Oh.
I really want to see this because it just sounds like you're flailing around the bowling alley.
It's a lot more elegant than you would imagine.
Oh, okay. Elegance.
Nice.
Anyway, so I'm like winding up, I'm getting ready to go, and somehow for the first time ever, I lost my balance.
Oh.
And I kind of fell backwards over the, you know, that like machine that's like separates the two lanes where the ball comes back, like the ball return.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I fell backwards over that. And
whoa.
The ball went one way and I went the other, and the glass bottle in my hand shattered, actually in my hand, and it cut my hand pretty bad.
Oh, that's how you hurt yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That sucks, sir.
How bad was it?
It was pretty bad, but I figure I could like handle it, and just got some paper towels and just to kind of stop the bleeding. But the bleeding didn't stop, actually. So,
oh, my God.
You know.
Wait, so while you're trying to control this bleeding, are you still having conversation with her? Or?
No, I was playing it cool because I didn't want to, like, show, you know, give any signs that I was being a wimp or anything like that. So
okay. I'm good. I'm feeling a little faint because I've lost quite a bit of blood, but I can tough this out because I want to finish this date. I'm a man of my word.
Pick up the spare.
Seriously, what was her response to all of this?
She just really wanted to call an ambulance and like and help me out, but I was not wanting that, you know, because I didn't want to come off as weak or anything at all. But
yeah.
I did start to feel faint, and out of nowhere, I guess the front desk had called, and there's a couple of EMTs that walked up to me, and they asked me to come outside with them because I guess the cut looked really deep to them, and they said it needed medical attention. So the next thing I know, I'm in a gurney.
What?
In an ambulance on the way to the hospital.
Oh, like,
wow.
Wait.
It was that bad?
Yeah, an ambulance for a cut on your hand?
It was really deep, and I guess I'd lost a lot of blood, so they wanted to take me just as a precaution.
So Wait, is that the end of your date? Is that how your date ended? Is you getting wheeled off on a gurney?
No, she actually ended up coming with me, and she sat in the ambulance with me. And
really?
It was really amazing of her to do that.
Aww.
And
well, that's kind of a bonding moment, I guess.
Yeah, cute, kind of.
Yeah, I tried to hold her hand, but I guess my hand was tight.
Yeah, bad idea. Most women don't like holding bloody hands. It's a lesson that I've learned, too, the hard way. So how did it finally end, then?
So basically, we get to the hospital, and I get rolled in. They, start stitching up my hand. And before I know it, I kind of, look down the hallway to see if she's there. And I guess she had left at that point. So, and I've called her since then. And left her messages and texted her, and I haven't heard from her at all. So she's not really responding. Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah,
it's super weird because, she cared enough to come with me on the ambulance.
Right.
And now she sort of just disappeared. So I don't know what's going on.
Huh.
Wow. Okay, well, we'll try to figure it out. We'll play a song, come back, and then see if we can get your second date update, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, hang on.